From Malvern Free Presbyterian Church, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the international radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. This edition of the program comes to you from the Free Presbyterian Church in Malvern, Pennsylvania. During the next several programs, Dr. Mark Allison, minister of the Malvern Church, will be bringing a special series of messages. Here to introduce the series is Dr. Allison.
This is Mark Allison. I'd like to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. We try to do on this broadcast exactly what our name of the broadcast indicates, and that is Let the Bible Speak. Today I want us to focus on a passage that's found in James chapter 1 and verse 18. There in James chapter 1 and verse 18, the scripture says, "Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures." We were looking on Monday's broadcast at the fact that the Word of God is a sovereign Word. It comes forth from God's mouth and accomplishes that which He desires in the earth. We noted that in creation He spoke and the world came into being. We also noted that He upholds all things according to Hebrews chapter 1. He upholds all things by the Word of His power. Yesterday we noted that the Word that comes from the mouth of God is a spiritual word, especially that which we have before us in what we call the Word of God. This book was written by God's Spirit. Yes, He used men as instruments in the writing of the book, but nonetheless, it is still God's Word that is before us. God is so great and so powerful that He is able to take men and allowing their personalities to be used in the writing, write a book where Peter writes like Peter, Paul writes like Paul, and John writes like John, and yet these men are being so controlled by the Holy Spirit that only what is put on the pages of the Word of God is that which God allows and wants. I can take a pen that is blue and write. I can take a pen that is red and write. I can take a pen that is black and write. And while I have different colors in what I wrote, yet you can see by my writing that it was indeed done by the same author, by me. Well, God is so infinitely greater than we are that He is able to take men and their personalities and write with them, including their experiences, including what He allowed to come into their lives previous. He's able to take that and use it in the writing of His Word. And at times, He'll make them write about things they have never experienced. We suggested that yesterday as we were thinking in Psalm 22, where David was recounting the crucifixion as if he were being crucified, and yet he had never experienced the crucifixion. But the Holy Spirit was writing through David. Peter said that these men, after they would write, would search what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, to signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. They would write by the power of the Spirit, by the inspiration of God. They would write, and at times they would write about things that had happened to them, but at other times they wrote about things that they didn't understand themselves. And they would have to go back into their writings and study and try to understand what it is that God had put down in His Word. We have a Word then that is spiritual, written by the Spirit of God. He is the author of the book, so the book is called the Sword of the Spirit. With that, the Word of God has certain characteristics about it that no other book has. It is an infallible Word. It is an inerrant Word. There are no mistakes in this book. When it writes about how the world began, that's how it began. Oh, I know that that goes against the pride and the arrogance and the foolishness of men who think they know how the world began. But God was there. He created the world, and He left us a record in Genesis, a record that is repeated all through the Old Testament, through the New Testament, into the book of the Revelation, from Genesis to Revelation, God says that He created the world, and He did it in the 6 days that are stated in Genesis chapter 1. When we come to the end of the world, the Word of God tells us what's going to happen. How do we know what's going to happen? Because this is the Word of God. It came to us by the Spirit of God. But not only is the Word of God a sovereign word and a spiritual word, what we read in James chapter 1 today indicates that it's also a saving word. Now, we are saved by the ministry of the Holy Spirit within us. It is the work of Christ that is the remedy that truly saves us. But you and I will not take that remedy unless the Spirit of God comes and gives us life. If you were laying in a bed of sickness, and I came and you were so sick that you couldn't lift your head or you couldn't lift your arm, and I came with a remedy for you, medicine, and I put it to your lips so you were able to drink it down, you could say in a sense that I was the one who saved you, even though it wasn't what I am that saved you. It was really the remedy. It was the medicine that saved you. In the gospel, the remedy, the medicine is Christ. It's what He did on the cross. But you and I are so weak, yea, we're said to be dead in trespasses and sins, that we will never take the Word of God to ourselves unless the Spirit of God comes and moves on our hearts. So in John chapter 3 and verse 5, Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Nicodemus was wondering how he could be born a second time, born again. The word again in the Greek literally means not only a second time, it can mean from above. And that is the way that our Lord was using it. Nicodemus, you must be born from above. And Nicodemus was asking the question, how do I go into my mother's womb and be born a second time? He was not understanding the full force of what Christ was saying with that word anothen. When we come then to this passage of Scripture, our Lord is explaining for His benefit. Oh, you were born once of the water. You had a physical birth. But you must be born a second time of a spiritual birth. You must have a birth that God does in the heart. There are many listening to me today. And I would ask you, very simply and humbly, do you have that spiritual birth? Do you have that birth that caused your heart to repent of sins and trust in Christ? You see, when God gives life by His Spirit, the first indication of there being life is that there will be a conviction for sin, and there will be a desire for Christ, and there will be a coming and embracing Christ. If you've not done that, you've not been born from above yet. When that Spirit moves upon your heart, you will desire Christ. You will want to come to Christ. You can be as religious as any other man and still miss heaven because you're not born of the Spirit. Our Lord says, unless you're born of the Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now, we said yesterday that the Spirit gave us the Word of God. The Word of God itself is spiritual. It is one of the characteristics of this book, that it has life. John chapter 6 and verse 63, our Lord said, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." And then we read again in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, "For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword." It is the Word of God that is quick. It's alive. It has power in it. So James not only tells us that we need wisdom from on high, he also tells us that God begat us, caused us to be born again with the Word of truth. It is the Word of truth that possesses life. It is the Word of truth that is spiritual. And so when the Holy Spirit comes and causes us to be born from above, He uses the Word of God in that work. Peter says this in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 23. being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. The word of God is alive, and the word of God abides forever. And when you and I hear that word with the quickening power of the word, it gives us life, and we come and embrace the very promises and truths that are in the word of God. For that reason, we can see in church history that the great revivals of the past were revivals of the preaching of the word, where the Holy Spirit came and took the spiritual word that he has written, and he caused men and women, boys and girls, to be born from above, where they actually came to life spiritually. We call this in theology regeneration, when the Spirit of God produces life in the heart. In the Scripture, it's called a quickening. In the Scripture, it's called a creation. In the Scripture, it's called a giving of life. Or here in John chapter 3, and then later again in 1 Peter chapter 1, it's called a new birth. A birth of the Spirit, a birth of God, if you please. We've all been born physically. But have you been born spiritually? Do you know the power of the Spirit coming upon you through the Word and giving you spiritual life? Life to come to Christ. Life to embrace Christ. Life to look at the promises of God and say, yes, they are mine. I'm going to take these promises to myself. I'm going to call upon the name of the Lord. I'm going to submit to His authority as Lord and Savior. Have you had that life-changing experience? The one who gives life is the Spirit of Christ. And then that life is exercised in the soul as you repent and believe. Repentance and faith are both said to be gifts of God. They're given to us by the power of God. And that power comes from the Spirit of God. Now, you can't see the Spirit. You can't feel the Spirit. How do you know the Spirit's dealing with you? Because you feel this awful conviction for sin. Because you see the beauty of Christ and you desire Christ. And because you, with your will and from your heart, choose Christ and come and lay hold of Him for salvation. Paul says it's God who worketh in you both to will and to do according to His good pleasure. And that willing and that doing begins as a result of the moving of God's Spirit upon your heart. Have you been born of the Word? The spiritual Word, the Word of God, has it transformed you? Has it turned you from sin to embrace Christ as Lord and Savior? I would invite you today to come and lay hold of Christ. You can trust this Word. May it truly be a Word in your heart that gives life. May it be a well springing up of eternal life to your soul. If we can be of any help in your coming to Christ, please call us at 610-993-3170. Or you can write to us at our email address, malvernfpc@yahoo.com. malvernfpc@yahoo.com.